Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, Pope Leo XIV has recently decided to declare the 19th century Cardinal John Henry Newman a doctor of the church. What does that mean?
Well, this is a title reserved for Roman Catholic saints whose teachings, quote, have profoundly shaped Catholic doctrine. Anyway, this puts Newman amongst a select group of 38 doctrines of that church. It supposedly signifies a life of personal holiness and enduring theological brilliance. Anyway, Newman was an Anglican Protestant priest who converted to Catholicism. Anyway, Catholic.com reported that this was done. And it says, why will Newman be named a doctor of the church? Simply put, because of his incredible contribution to the field of theology. Newman pioneered what would become official Catholic teaching at Vatican II, which is a lot of traditional Catholics, by the way, don't like because they see it as a compromise. Anyway, Newman didn't prove, for example, the Immaculate Conception using the Bible alone. Instead, he points us to Scripture, but he loved to use images from nature. That's how he came up justifying that. Anyway, Catholic.com reports, Newman revealed the Protestant doctrine of sola scriptura isn't biblical. Anyway, before going further, let me note that Newman actually incorrectly realized that Protestants don't really practice sola scriptura. However, instead of putting or pursuing the original faith, Newman decided to accept compromise with paganism. Anyway, Catholic.com said the crown jewel of Newman's theological career was his great work, The Development of Christian Doctrine. And it was writing this book that made him Catholic. Well, anyway, as I said, he was an Anglican priest, became a Roman Catholic priest, then a bishop in the 19th century. He was later raised in rank to cardinal, which is the highest thing you can be other than the pope. And announced him being a doctor of the church, which seemed to be a further signal to others outside the direct fold of the Vatican. They too can be honored that they support the Church of Rome's ecumenical interfaith agendas. Anyway, Newman wrote on many matters.
If you know, what other matters did Cardinal Newman write about?
Various things from a historical perspective. One was on the nature of the Godhead. He wrote against Lucian of Antioch, who was born in the 3rd century. He was martyred in the 4th century, and he was a Sabbath keeper. So Newman wrote, Lucian schismaticized. He held heretical tenets of a diametrically opposed nature that were called semi-Arian. And he also, in Antioch, there were various corruptions, that of Judaism. So in other words, he held to the original faith. As far as being semi-Arian, by the way, until the latter half of the 4th century, even most Greco-Roman Catholics held a semi-Arian binitarian view of the Godhead. The Trinity itself was not formalized until the Council of Constantinople, called by Emperor Theodosius in 381. And that was basically a compromise that was influenced by pagan Mithraism. Now, Lucian himself ran a school promoting the literal understanding of the Bible. Now, that was opposed to the allegorical approach used in Alexandria, Egypt, that the Church of Rome adopted and supported. Anyway, by pushing analogy and allegory over scripture, Cardinal Newman and the Church of Rome went away from the original Bible and the original Christian faith. We actually have a free ebook available at ccug.org called Beliefs of the Original Catholic Church that documents that for anybody who really wants to know the truth.
So are you saying that Cardinal Newman is being elevated to doctor for condemning the biblical view of the Godhead?
Well, that was only one part of it. But the problem is he didn't do what even a Roman Catholic translation of the Bible of Jude verse 3 says, which is contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Instead of doing that, he was a compromiser. And he also wrote about the Antichrist was not going to be a Trinitarian. Okay? But you think about this. The two witnesses that are going to rise up at the time of the Antichrist are going to hold a semi-Arian view of the Godhead, so they won't be Trinitarian. So I believe Newman was pointing to the fact that before Jesus returns, they're going to say true Christians are the Antichrist or supporting the Antichrist. And Cardinal Newman's writings highlight that.
What else, if anything, did Cardinal Newman write about the Antichrist?
Well, he mentioned that various Christian-associated groups started to consider that the Pope was and or would be the Antichrist. And he talked about these things that started to pop up in the 4th to 7th century. And this, he said this was a gradual conclusion, but it came from people like the Paulicians, who ridiculed the powers of the priesthood, the efficacy of their sacraments, and the type of baptism they did. He also condemned a group called the Albigenses, and it said that the Albigenses said that Satan was basically the god of this world and their church, and that they considered the Church of Rome the devil's basilica and the synagogue of Satan, and using the language of the Apocalypse, the Book of Revelation, the mother of fornications. So what Newman basically seemed to be teaching was that the 4th and 7th century, a couple of groups began to say, wait a second, Pontifex Maximus was an antichrist, and one who calls himself Pontifex Maximus may very well be the final antichrist.
Why not write about that before the 4th century?
For a couple of reasons. One, because it wasn't until the 4th century that the bishops of Rome were elevated by the Roman emperors, starting with Emperor Constantine. And then later, Emperor Theodosius stated that, or started to use the term Pontificus Maximus for a bishop of Rome named Damasus, who reigned until 384. Anyway, Pontificus Maximus is a pagan title. It literally meant the greatest bridge builder between the mortals and the gods. And so that title was being used, that's probably why people started to wonder if they were the Antichrist. Look, the Church of Rome supported Emperor Constantine and then later Emperor Theodosius's persecution of true Christians. And that started in the 4th century that way. Overall, it looks like Newman recognized that some people who were associated with the Church of God realized the title Pontificus Maximus was the type of title the final Antichrist would use. Now, some, not all, associated with the Paulicians and the Albigenses were in the Church of God. And we document that in this free ebook I mentioned before. Now, although the Bible says there's many Antichrists, it also indicates there will be one who will be the Antichrist. They hold a different position in the Bible. And now, it wasn't just those groups that were mentioned. There was an inquisitor from the Spanish Inquisition named Bernard. He's a Roman Catholic. In the 14th century, he reported about people who said, quote, they claim that there's a double Antichrist, one spiritual or mystical, and the other the real greater Antichrist. As far as the spiritual or mystical Antichrist, or later one, that's consistent with what the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 2:18. The spiritual Antichrist would be perhaps all false Christian leaders. Now, this isn't just limited, by the way, to Roman Catholic and Protestant leaders. There's some who claim to be in the Church of God who are in that category as well. Well, the real Antichrist is the final false prophet leader. Now, Newman also wrote about the fact that that various Roman Catholics said it would be the Roman Empire that was going to rise in the last days to have 10 parts. And that was consistent, by the way, what we read in the Book of Revelation. And the enemy is going to come on suddenly. And his writings basically support the idea correctly that there'll be a resurrected Roman Empire. But he has it at first it's going to be fine, then it's going to change. But I believe this is a prophecy about what's going to happen to the European Union when it changes in the future. And it seems to be consistent with prophecies such as Isaiah 10, where a power that doesn't mean to become militaristic is going to become so.
This is somewhat confusing for me. Tell me, what are Cardinal Newman's thoughts concerning the relationship between the Pope and the Antichrist?
Newman actually wrote, Antichrist must have some similarity to the Pope, and that's correct. Okay, it's long been my view that the final Antichrist will be a Pope, a type of anti-Pope, who's going to pretend he believes in Roman Catholicism, and essentially allow it to be betrayed, as we read about in Revelation 17, verses 16 to 18. And it's also consistent with views from Cardinal Newman. And he actually quoted other Roman Catholics, like their Saint Bernard, who identified the beast of the apocalypse with the Pope. And He also mentions an abbot that talks about the Antichrist will become a pope. Anyway, while his anti-pope statement is probably correct, his other writings on the Antichrist and the Godhead basically seem to be setting up for the condemnation of the two witnesses and the Church of God in the end time.
What are other writings that show that Cardinal Newman was a compromiser?
Well, he wrote that we're told that Constantine, in order to recommend the new religion, meaning Constantinian Christianity, that's what I call it, to the heathen, they have to have the outward ornaments of the paganism. Use of temples for various saints, branches of trees, incense, lamps, candles, holy water, seasons of calendars, sacerdotal vestments, the tonsure, turning to the east, and these things are all of pagan origin and are sanctified by their adoption into the church. That's what Newman wrote. And that's simply wrong. These vestiges of paganism were not part of the original Catholic faith, nor are they accepted by the Church of God today. They are pagan, and in time they became entrenched traditions for the Greco-Romans. This is a compromise that Cardinal John Newman embraced.
So Cardinal Newman endorses and supports pagan religious rites?
Oh, yeah. And that's not the only stuff he wrote. He wrote the pagan Saturnalia and Brumalia were essentially too deeply entrenched in popular customs to be set aside by so-called Christian influence. The recognition of Sunday, the day of Phoebus and Mithra, as well as the Lord's Day, by the Emperor Constantine as legal holiday, along with the influence of others, may have led Christians in the 4th century to feel the appropriateness of making the birthday of the Son of God to coincide with that of the physical sun. Okay, the pagan festival with riot merrymaking was so popular, Christians were glad for an excuse to keep its celebration. But, and I reported this once in a sermon, Newman writes, Christians of Mesopotamia accused their Western brethren of idolatry and sun worship for adopting as Christian this pagan festival. Yet the festival gained acceptance. And they're talking about Christmas there, by the way. So he embraced compromise with paganism. Furthermore, he wrote, confiding then the power of Christianity to resist the infection of evil, the rulers of the church from early times were prepared, should the occasion arise, to adopt, imitate, or sanctify the existing rites and customs of the population, as well as the philosophy of the educated class. So in other words, he said, we're not going to stand against evil, but we're going to just do it by adopting stuff. And he said, there's Saint Gregory Thaumaturgus was the first one to do this. This was a great thing to do. So he basically explained that pagan items were evangelical tool, that they wanted to do the philosophy, the educated class. Okay, these are pagan Greeks he's talking about. Okay? And by the way, he mentioned Gregory Thermogatus. He used demonic things. He was a compromiser. A lot of his doctrines ended up being adopted by the that church, the compromise and change in the original Catholic faith.
Surely, the Bible must have something to say about that.
Yeah, James 4, verse 4. Adulterers, don't you know that the friendship of the world is to be enemy of God? Well, whoever wants to be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of God. 1 Corinthians 10:20. But the things that the heathen sacrifice to devils, not to God. You can't drink the chalice of the Lord and chalice of devils. Okay? And then in 2 Corinthians 6, chapters starting verse 14, the Bible says, don't become unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Okay, become separate. You know, Christians are not supposed to compromise with paganism, but Cardinal Newman decided otherwise. And obviously, he's not a biblical saint. The reality is, I believe his elevation by the Vatican represents an ecumenical move. Many ecumenical moves are being made by the Vatican, and they ultimately result in more persecution, according to Revelation 13. Anyway, don't be a compromiser with the world. Don't be a compromiser with the Word of God like Cardinal Newman was.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.